cilja šukala, sonce ruke znajšla i mene šarvala. Červonu rutu ne šukaj večorame, te u mene jedina ti je te boli. Bo tvoja broda, to je červonu. Tebe v snach u Dibrova zelene, bo sa pute steška te prehodeš do mene. I ne treba neste meni kvitku radi, bo davno uže te uvišla moj mrij. Kaj večorame, te u mene jedena ti je te boli. Bo tvoja broda, to je čestaja voda, to je bezdraja voda v sebi.
From Edmonton, Alberta, that was a group called Migrena, which means migraine headache, and a song that was composed back in the 1970s, or perhaps even the late 1960s. Volodymyr Ivasyuk, a very prolific Ukrainian composer and singer who was brutally murdered by the KGB at the time, and his legend and his music have lived on. That is a song, probably one of the most beloved contemporary songs that he composed. Is called Chervona Ruta, which means the Red Rue, and again, that was by a group from Edmonton called Migrena. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Макварій, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, your host. Thank you for tuning in. Coming up this hour, Sylvia Molnar will be joining us for Ukrainian food flair and a recipe for chilled borscht. Irena Bell from the Ukrainian Hour program in Ottawa will be joining us as well, and she'll be telling us about the inventor of the cell phone. And Keith Perron will be by with news. The Ukraine News Outlook today will be featuring reports on Euro 2012 in Ukraine and also Ukraine's cutting-edge energy industry. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, Tut i Tam, which means here and there. And they hail from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And here they are now with a song called Hey Ivane, Hey Johnny.
Can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Follow your feet to the beat at the Vigorville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vigorville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows, and the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, pesenkafestival.com.
Дівчина, бо я ще не спав. приютила твоя щедрость небо. Ой, небо, небо, не буду и спать.
Дай же мне дивчина повече.
Sister duo from Manitoba. That was Anne Pleskatch and Bill Shcherbichuk. And that actually was recorded back in the 1970s when they were very young indeed. And the recording was released on CD a few years back called Ihor and Vasil with Marusia. And that whole entourage consisted of Anne and Bill, as well as Bill Zulak on vocal, violin, and a mandolin, Roger Olescu on drums, Jeff Komar on accordion, and Steve Gimbarski, bass and acoustic guitar, and Anne Shcherbichuk, or Pleskatch now, vocal and guitar, and Bill Shcherbichuk, her brother, vocal, electric or acoustic guitar, and cymbale on this wonderful CD. And that song that you heard was Oi Helia Helia by The Pond. Coming up next, a group from Montreal by the name of Privit, and that happens to mean welcome. And this is from their first CD when it was a duo consisting of Roman Kostic and Mark Bednarchuk. And the CD was called Berech Nadi, Shores of Hope. Here they are now with the their, not title track, it's the exact same name of the group, Privit. Welcome.
Україна нам співає, під сонцем волі розцвітає, і світла доля нас чекає, де синій жовтий стяг палає. Як буйно л'ється волі спів, палає степу чистім злоті, і поле жде, чекає жнив. Моя відновлена країна вітає кожну доньку й сина. Заходять, сходять ясні зорі, ідуть далеко з граї хмар, а води чисті та прозорі пливуть, хлюпочуть повні чар. Моя відновлена країна кожну доньку і сина, і всіх нас любо пригортає, ніжним серцем нас єднає. Україна нас чекає, синьо-жовтий стяг палає. Моя відновлена країна вітає кожну доньку і сина. Здається, все в природі всходні, співці про щастя ляскотять. Моя відновлена країна вітає кожну доньку і сина, і всіх нас любо пригортає, ніжним серцем нас єднає.
Now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Chilled soups are always great in the summer. Ukrainians love borscht, both hot or cold, and there are certainly many Ukrainian delicious recipes for both. The one I have for cold borscht with sour cream is very easy to make and a very popular favorite in Ukraine, as I found when I visited there a few years ago. The fresh dill, green onion, and cucumber make this soup really refreshing. This recipe will serve four. You'll need the following: 3 beets cooked, 1 cucumber peeled, 1 cup 10% cream, 3 hard-cooked eggs chopped, 1 tablespoon green onion finely chopped, 2 tablespoons fresh dill finely chopped, and 1.5 cups of sour cream. Salt and pepper to taste. All you have to do is grate the beets and cucumber, then add the cream, eggs, green onion, dill, and the sour cream, and mix, and season to taste. Chill very well. Serve cold in chilled soup bowls, jewel-studded, if you have them, with an extra dollop of sour cream. Seat yourself and begin an evening of feasting, nobility style. Yes, in Ukrainian tradition, dinner, especially in the homes of the well-to-do, although also in peasant homes, always began with soup, often 3. 1 cold and 2 hot. This has been common all over Central and Eastern Europe for centuries. So until next time, treat yourself with the soup that's fit for kings and queens. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Чудом по барвінок я прийшов, тебе нема.
That was Boris Sikhon with his arrangement of the traditional Ukrainian folk song, Pid Manula. And Boris Sikhon was featured on the award-winning documentary film, A Family Portrait in Black and White. He and his children actually composed and performed many of the music tracks on that film. Well, coming up next is the Kubasonics with a song that one of many original compositions by Brian Cherwick, the lead man of the Kubasonics. And the group is now disbanded because Brian's actually in Newfoundland right now. He's got a teaching gig there at Memorial University. And while Newfoundland is not really known as a province with a lot of Ukrainians, no doubt if there are any, Brian's got a bead on them already, and he'll be milking it for all it's worth, and will probably come up with another song or two about Ukrainian life in Newfoundland. But for now, here is a tune from their second CD called Giants of the Prairies, and it is a song that probably anybody with any Ukrainian roots can relate to. It's called Baba Rolls Her Own.
Up, she sort of slips into a trance. Baba rolls her own. Baba
Chopped is not the only thing that's fried. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Rolls her own all the tea. The left, she said, Culero Zaberaisia, the way their heads. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Rolls her own hall of tea. Now, my old Uncle Mike used to roll his own too. A big blunt roll about as thick as a kazoo. It seems strange that after breakfast, he would come back into the house, and boy, he sure had the munchies. Uncle rolled his own. Boy, he could roll his own. Old Uncle Ike rolled his own. But they sure weren't all of tea. That sounds about as strange as it gets. You ought to see what she's putting into her student nets. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Rolls her own whole of tea. Well, I guess I better let you in on our joke. I bet you all thought I meant that Baba rolled her own smoke. Well, she doesn't smoke cigars or cigarettes or cigarillos, but you're smoking Baba's room and it don't smell like it's Cadello. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Rolls her own hall of tea. Come along and sing it with me.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Marty Cooper, the son of Ukrainian immigrants, is considered the father of the cell phone? Marty Cooper spent much of his youth in Depression-era Chicago. He was behind the development of the first cell phone prototype in 1973 and the first commercial handheld mobile phone in 1983. This first phone weighed 2 kilos, and the list price was around $4,000, or $9,000 in today's terms. Now 81 years old, Marty Cooper has received recognition and awards for his technological innovations in the communication field, as well as for scientific and technical research. More information on Martin Cooper is on the internet.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Белл of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com. Montreal, that was a group called Chitimshina, a female trio which has been around for quite a while and is not recording recently, but they're still doing gigs and entertaining the good people of Montreal and area. And that song was Oi Ty Misyecu, a song to the moon. Up next, a group from Poland, Ukrainians living in that neighboring country, and they are called Berkut. This is from their CD called Berkut 3. Here they are now with a song all about that thing that makes the world go round, hroshi, money. Hey!
сонце хоче горіти, а вітер розтягнув крила за грошими, а місяць ясно споглядає на землі. Згадай, мила, любов не можна собі купити, а сльози потопились десь за хмарами. На щастя добрим серцем хочу думати. А ти дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить, дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути, дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить, дайте гроші, щоб так на щасті жити. Слова, які сказала ти, уся земля тремтить, коли життя болить, як іскра ще в тобі горить, дай мені сни. Поглянь, люба, ти не дивись, я буду серед мрій, в палких обіймах ночі листя шелестить, цілуй мене щоденно зранку і вночі. А ти дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить, дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути, дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить, дайте гроші, щоб так на щасті жити, дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить, дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути, дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить. Дайте гроші, щоб так на щасті жити. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить. Дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить, дайте гроші, щоб так на щастя жити.
Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada for PCJ Radio.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, human rights groups say racial attacks are on the rise in the country. Ukraine wants to be a major producer of renewable energy. I'm Keith Parent. A group of European human rights organizations say racially motivated crimes are on the rise in Ukraine, amid calls on fans to boycott the European Championship matches played in the country. Ukraine's government has angrily denied allegations that the country is inherently racist. Officials have promised that all fans coming to Euro 2012 matches in Ukraine would be greeted with open arms. A recent study of racism and xenophobia conducted by the Eurasian Jewish Congress shows the number of hate crimes rose from 37 in 2009 to 48 in 2011. Ukraine is actively developing its renewable energy market. The country is believed to have the potential to develop solar heating, especially in the south. With a power plant in the south, the fourth largest in the world, it is a striking demonstration of Ukraine's aspirations to take the lead in the production of renewable energy. We have this special report from Alexandra Malakolop.
Crimea is in the south of Ukraine on the coasts of Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. It has unique natural beauty and a healthy climate. This area is a major tourist destination and is famous for its results. Of all the regions in Ukraine, here is the highest solar energy potential. Even with clouds, the annual total solar radiation reaching Crimea is quite high. The incentives for developing solar heating programs are extraordinarily high.
This region gets up to 2,500 hours of sunlight per year, making it the best place to build one of the most ambitious solar projects in the world.
This is a record-breaking 80-megawatt photovoltaic project in Ukraine. An Austrian company, Active Solaris Power Station in Ochotnikovo, is comprised of 360,000 modules, generating around 100,000 megawatt-hours of green energy every year. It is now the fourth largest solar plant in the world, after the Canadian, Italian and German ones.
Designed by Austrians, the plant scope is modest. After all the four have been built, the power plant will cover an area of 160 hectares or 207 football fields.
This plant brings major benefits to the local community and is capable of producing enough energy to meet the needs of 20,000 households.
This power generators function during daylight time. During the night, the plant has a brief respite. This does not cause any significant loss.
Despite all these advantages, Ukraine still actively uses only 1% of its alternative energy, comparing to the US with 6% and the EU countries with 7%. We will ask experts about the main factors hindering a successful implementation of alternative energy projects in Ukraine.
The Ukrainian Institute for Renewable Energy is perhaps the only institution in the country which fully provides itself with green energy. Photovoltaic arrays and one wind generator produce power, solar collectors ensure hot water supply, and solar-powered lights illuminate the territory.
Ukraine has traditionally relied on its rich coal and gas deposits to meet its energy needs. We cannot imagine our lives without socket. However, it is only a matter of time.
Energy strategies of the European Union stipulate two key points: power saving and growth of share of renewable energy sources in fuel and energy complex. Ukrainian energy strategy forecasts the consumption of the renewable energy at 6% in 2030. Experts say the state has all the scientific and technical potential to increase the electricity production from renewable energy up to 30%.
Ukraine is the top-ranked state among the CIS countries to develop this sector. We have scientific and technical potential, favorable climate and geographical features. Now we are in dire need of investors.
In order to lure investors, the government approved the feed-in tariff system in 2008. The wholesale electricity market of Ukraine purchases all volumes of electricity produced from alternative energy sources at the green tariff, which are twice as higher as the average weighted tariff on electricity.
Not a single CIS country launched a feed-in tariff system, except Ukraine. Having one of the highest rates of feed-in tariff in the world, it is possible to make alternative energy project highly liquid.
Unfortunately, the adoption of modern national regulation on the green tariff does not mean its fair implementation in Ukraine. Therefore, foreign investors face difficulties that rest upon absence of source-saving boots on each stage of production, transportation and consumption of energy, politicized tariff plans, weak legal and technical norms, lack of financing and extreme bureaucracy. In 2010, the EBRD allocated 50 million euro to support alternative projects implementation.
We received about 50 applications, project applications, and the projects distributed equally. We have about five solar projects, about 15 biogas projects, 10 small hydro, and about five wind projects.
Though Ukraine is trying to develop alternative energy source technologies, it hardly goes further ambitions and impossible projects on paper due to the certain difficulties.
So there are some issues with land allocation. It takes a lot of time for developers to acquire land. It may take 1-2 years. Another issue is permitting and licensing, which is also still quite bureaucratic and require a lot of time and efforts for developers.
Energy policy has already been a point of deep contention between Russia and Ukraine, with Russia raising oil and gas prices. The government of Ukraine says it is examining every potential opportunity to reduce its dependence on import of energy sources, which has changed the sector from an economic factor to a political one. Also, in part of the time-sensitive nature of energy resources, the sector is a prime target for corruption. However, scientists discerned the government's long-term view to make the state energy self-sufficient, giving Ukrainian industry a massive commercial advantage.
In 2011, it is planned to launch in Ukraine the production of solar equipment, hoping to stimulate the development of green energy sector. Given the good technical potential and the experience in existing capacity, the prospects of renewable energy in Ukraine are reasonably good to make the state truly competitive rather than dependent on the pressure from without. Oleksandra Molodkova, Crimea.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parron.
Follow your feet to the beat at the Vigorville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vigorville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows, and the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, pesenkafestival.com.
I'll never forget her name, though long ago. Conchita Kowalski, how did you get that name? Was your daddy from Poplar Field up in Canada way? Ay, 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 ay. Chick-I-Chick-I. 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 Conchita Kowalski, she makes the pierogies too hot. You can't make pierogies in a chili pot. She likes a polka, but in a flamenco way. Conchita Kowalski, I'll never forget her name. Ay, 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 chick-I, chick-I. 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 Kowalski doesn't like the foxtrot, but that's what I did when she fed me her chili pot. I played accordion, she played the tambourine. Conchita Kowalski, I'll never forget her name. Ay, 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 chikai, chikai. Ay, 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 chikai, chikai. Ay, 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 chikai, chikai. Ay, 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 chikai, chikai.
And a very prolific and popular Canadian singer of quite some renown. He is of Métis descent. His name is Ray St. Germain. And that little nod to the Ukrainian-Canadian community was called Conchita Kowalski. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nationalist Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, Saturdays in your part of the world on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. As well, Nationalist airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB, and also in Nanaimo, Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM CHLY. Online, we're at www.nationalist.com, as well on the Nationalist Holis page at www.pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. And you can catch the international PCJ edition of Nash Holis on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. Нажав ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто совісті не має, той і правди не знає. And our proverb of the week translates as, "He who has no conscience knows not truth." Well, that just about wraps it up for another program. So to take us home, we've got the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg and the Ivy Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.